What is up, everybody? It's episode number 8 of the Playbook Podcast. With me, as always, is Christian and Gene. What is up, fellas?
Yo, yo.
What's going on, guys?
Just a huge week here in college football. Got a top 10 matchup. Got a lot of games on the slate. Everything is looking good. And let's get right into it because we got a lot to talk about. This is a huge episode. And a lot of stuff happened last week. And the first thing I want to say is Ohio State, that team fucks. That team is so good. Like, Justin Fields looks like he's the best player in the country. That defense is scary. They keep finding defensive ends who are going to be top picks in the draft. Chase Young looks like a man playing against WCFL kids. And I'm afraid of that team. I'm terrified of them.
I mean, in the preseason, I said, like, I picked them to win. I picked them to win the Big Ten because we said that he was just as good as Trevor Lawrence coming out of high school. And all last year, we said, yeah, Fromm's good, but Fromm's not that guy, you know? Fromm is good, and, like, I give respect to Jake Fromm, but he's nowhere near, like, the ceiling that Fields had. So Ohio State, they look like – if Fields turned out to be what Fields – we think Fields is, look out. And he looks like – he looks like the best quarterback I've seen at Ohio State in years, and it's been 5 games. And I'm ready to say it. He's that damn good.
It's scary. It's scary. Like Gene was talking about before we started. I mean, obviously Felipe Franks goes down. If you could pick any quarterback in college, I think Fields is the first pick off the board. Like he looks so good, and it's so scary. That team is dominant. Dominant.
And Chase Young. Yeah. Chase Young is amazing, too.
He's scary. And is he going into the draft this year?
Yeah, top first 5 pick.
First pick. Mm-hmm. First pick. Who's better?
Nah, I can't think of anyone.
I guess, but, like, I think he's the best player. But mm-hmm. Whatever. And we'll talk about that when it comes to draft time. So, last week, we all had a tough week against the spread. But I will say this right now. The Herm Edwards hype train is about to leave the station. And if anybody else wants to get on board, this is your last chance. I'm shutting the door. I'm taking all the tickets. And it's over. Because this team, this is it. This is the squad. This team is it. They might not make the college football playoff this year. But like I said, 5 years, that team's a playoff team. Book it.
Wow, I'm so excited to see how this plays out.
Yeah,
I'm ready to cash my ticket in. They look good. I don't know if they're Oregon good, but no one in the Pac-12 looks scary though. Like no program is built up that can't be taken down. Like I'm on it. I'm on the hype train. Let's go.
Yeah, there's no dominant team in the Pac-12 this year.
That was a surprising upset to me. I picked Cal to win that game, so I'll give the props to Garrett and Herm Edwards hype train. But all that being said, I don't know if anyone in the Pac-12 is really good right now. I mean, I still think it could be Utah, but somewhere between Utah and Oregon, I don't think either of them are a real threat to the real contenders anyway, so... that's that.
We all had a tough go with Maryland. You know, my home state did not put on, and they got absolutely shellacked by Penn State. We all, like, you two picked them to win the game. I picked Penn State to win, but I thought Maryland would at least put up a fight, and that game was not even close. And I'm going to say this. I think Penn State has a legitimate chance to beat. Obviously, I think they're going to beat Michigan. I think the Pac or whoever wins the Ohio State versus Penn State game is winning the Big Ten. Like, I think they're better than Wisconsin. I'll say that right now. But I don't know.
I would take Wisconsin in that game.
I will squat on this take right now. Penn State would beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game if by some miracle they were to beat Ohio State. And you know me, I am the king of squatting on takes, so.
It's a very premature pick there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I do this all the time, and I always hate on Maryland, and then right when I fucking jump on Maryland's bandwagon, they lay an egg. It's happened like 3 times in the last 5 years. Like, I swear to God, like, you guys know, like, I was hard pressed even after like their first 2 weeks. You guys were like, oh, you put Maryland in? I'm like, no, like, I'm not, I don't buy it. Like, no. And then they won, they beat Syracuse, dominated them. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, I'm on it. And then they just lay two eggs in like the next two games. And I'm just like, I'm back off this bandwagon. I'm never getting back on the Terrapin bandwagon. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, it's just a, I think it's a Maryland sports thing. You know, the Redskins suck. The Capitals let everybody down. But different podcasts, different profession of sport. So let's move on from that one. And I would like to go hand up. I was wrong about Virginia and Notre Dame. Notre Dame is better than I thought they were, and Virginia was not as good as I thought they would be. So, hand up, that was on me.
Yeah. Tell us, remind us who we picked last week, Notre Dame, Virginia. Give me the scores.
So, Christian, you said Notre Dame would win 27-23. Gene said 24-10, and I said UVA would win 28-24. So, Christian, you and I both picked
Virginia
to cover, and Gene picked Notre Dame.
Gene was spot on. Didn't they win by 14?
15.
So, I mean,
that's about as close as you can get.
golf clap for that one. Golf clap for Gene.
So, Gene was still riding Notre Dame with, yeah, you know, whatever, but...
Like I said last week, like... Notre Dame came out of that Georgia game and you just felt a little different. Like right away, I knew like this Notre Dame team has some nuts to it. Like, you know, they look like a team that's not going to fold like the other ones have. Even though they lost that UGA game, you came away impressed. Like, it was one of those losses. So Notre Dame did what they should do. And even though like I thought it would be closer, they handled their business. And yeah, I was totally wrong about them. Notre Dame looks super good, and they're probably winning 10, 11 games. It's looking like right now.
Wow. Hey, I was the only one believing Notre Dame could win like 10 games this year. You guys were talking about like 7-5. I was like, what?
See, I was disappointed in how well they did in the Georgia game, you know, whatever, but doesn't matter.
But you look at their schedule in the offseason, it looked a lot better, and then these teams just haven't been as good. And then, you know, Virginia's like, okay. Okay, like Virginia, you know, Virginia, we thought they could be really good, and they're just average. So, good for Notre Dame. They're gonna win a lot of games.
Yeah, which sucks.
It's horrible. That's all I gotta say about it. Sorry, like, you know, I have nothing else to add.
Yep. And the last game was Washington versus USC. Christian picked Washington. Gene and myself picked USC. So, good on you, Christian, for picking Washington. That game, Washington was just a dominant force the whole time, so it wasn't even really fair. Eason looks incredible. It's no doubt why he was such a top recruit coming out of high school, and I think he found his groove going back home to Washington instead of going all the way down to Georgia. So I think Washington has a good chance to compete for that Pac-12 too, but the Herm Edwards hype train is rolling. And they're coming for anybody that gets in the way.
Yeah, no, I like Washington, and Peterson's one of the best coaches in college football, and he's probably one of the most underrated. And if you look at the talent level between what was their quarterback's name last year? I'm drawing the blank. Yes, you look at Jake Brown and like the talent level compared to Eason, it's not even close. And you know Peterson, you knew Peterson was going to get the best out of Eason. So yeah, they had a hiccup versus Cal, but that's a damn good team. And Peterson has been a damn good coach, and he's had a lot of success there. Washington's going to be a good team. And we all thought that. We all had them ranked decently high in the preseason. So they are what we expect. They're a 9-10 win team. They're going to win some big games. They're going to lose some games though. But I think going forward is where you need to worry, because once Eason gets a whole year in that system, or you know, a whole 2 years, a whole year starting, it's going to be scary. They're going to be one of the top contending teams in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that. So let's move on. Let's move on to this week. So we'll give everybody a little update on our against the spread rankings. Gene is looking pretty good. He's sitting at 5-6. I'm right behind him at 4-7, and Christian is 3-8. So we're all two games off from one another. So all it takes is one good week for anybody, and then this is it. So a lot of great games this week. A lot of good games to pick from. The first one that we're going to talk about, we'll just touch on this one a little bit quickly. It's happening Friday night, so today, when you guys are listening to this, it's going to be UCF at Cincinnati. UCF is -3.5. So I'll just go ahead with this. So I think this is the UCF revenge tour at this point. And they took that L to Pitt, and I think they're coming for everybody. I texted you guys before that UConn game, and I said, I feel sorry for this team. And they were up at one point, they were up 56-0. So, like, the score at the end looks a little bit closer than it actually was, but that game was, at one point, it was 56-0. So, give me UCF, give me the points, everything. UCF goes on the road, gets it done. Give me UCF 42-21.
I think Cincinnati's going to get up for this game. They've played a better team in Ohio State, so they know, you know, they're expecting talent.
And they got destroyed.
I know. But I just think it's a different, like, this game will be, Friday night games are weird. You know how Friday night games go. It's a weird thing. It's on the road, you know, a team that still wants to win the conference and had hopes of winning the conference. So, gut feeling. I'm going Cincinnati to win. Now, I just have a feeling.
Real quick, may I remind you of the last time there was a weird Friday night game and you picked somebody to upset somebody? That team got shut out.
I know.
What's the score?
I'm just – Cincinnati, 31 – no, it can't be that. No, Cincinnati, 34-31.
Wow, right. Bold pick.
I think that's the first time I've picked against UCF.
Picked against UCF to lose. You have picked against UCF to
in the spread,
a couple times, but
I don't think I've picked UCF to lose a game since we started this podcast. That's crazy. Okay, continue, Gene. My fault.
No, I pick UCF to win by like the tiniest margin, but miss the spread. The spread is 3.5, right?
Correct.
I pick UCF to win by 3. I think it's a very, very dangerous game because I believe it's in Cincy, right? So to me, that's a game where both teams, if they want to win that conference, they got to really win this game. But I pick UCF by 3, which would give Cincy the spread.
So what's the score?
Something along the line. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think UCF's defense is quite what you guys think it is. So I'd say 38-35.
Okay, that's fair. Because all UCF does is score 30. I mean, it happens every week. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, that's why I almost said 31-28, and I was like, no, that's not going to happen. UCF's going to score 30.
Okay, so next, going on to the Big Ten, we got a good matchup here, top 20 matchup. We got Iowa versus Michigan. Michigan is -3.5. So, you know what? I'll start again on this one. Give me the Hawkeyes. Jim Harbaugh, he's the hot seat has never been hotter. This is literally the hottest seat ever since the term hot seat has been around. And this is it. Like, Jim's ass is on fire. Like, it's on fire. And it's going to be even hotter after Saturday. Give me Iowa to win. I'm going to say Iowa wins 28-24.
Okay.
Tight end you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the thing is, you say his seat is that hot. I think he comes and they come correct and they play for their coach. I think Michigan, while they played Rutgers last week, it was one of those confidence, pat yourself on the back weeks. We need this after Wisconsin. they'll be ready to play. Their season's on the line. They can't lose again. Michigan covers. Michigan's going to win 27-17.
Okay.
Oh, I pick Iowa. Ever since that Army game, not even their loss, not even their loss, before their loss in the Army game, I lost hope on Michigan. I realized this team is not as good as I thought they were. And then they lost to Wisconsin, which I expected. With that being said, I pick Iowa to win 27-20.
Okay. All right. All right, let's stay in the Big Ten. We're going to talk about Michigan State versus Ohio State. Ohio State is minus 20. And now, like I said before, this team looks like they could be the best team in college football on any given Saturday. But I don't care. Give me Michigan State plus 20. I don't think they are going to win, but I think they will cover the spread. So I'm going to say Ohio State wins 35-17.
Okay.
I'm going to go Doughboy. I think it's going to be Ohio State by like a good closer to 30. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be that close. Mostly because of the fact that I think Ohio State is home in this game. And I think Michigan State, their schedule's been mostly kind of, I wouldn't say cupcake, but easier compared to what's tough in their conference. They haven't had to face anyone, you know, like Penn State or even Michigan yet. So, or Wisconsin. So they kind of have the easier part of their schedule so far. I think they're going to be exposed a little bit.
Arizona State was and Ohio, so watch your mouth.
And that was their loss, right?
Yeah, 10-7.
That was their only loss.
Correct.
I think Ohio State wins by a blowout. I think it's going to be closer to like 48 to like, I don't know, maybe 48-14. Yeah, I'll go with that.
It's not crazy.
I'm kind of, honestly, I'm kind of on the same page as Gene here. Ohio State's a wagon, and Urban Meyer built a factory before he left. And now they got an all-star quarterback. They're our wagon. They're rolling. Michigan State doesn't have these athletes that Ohio State has. Give me Ohio State. I think it's a little closer than Gene thinks, but give me Ohio State 45-20.
Okay. All righty. So moving along, let's go to the Big 12 here. Got little Texas versus West Virginia. Now, Christian, I want you to get started on this because you had a little hot take before this, before the episode even started here. So why don't you lay it out for the people?
I simply stated that I don't think we should have put this in the game in the against the spread. Because I think Texas is about to wax that ass. West Virginia, new coach, first year, don't have Greer. While they're 3-1, they beat James Madison by 7. They beat Kansas by 5. You know, they lost to Missouri by 31 points. Like, West Virginia is a fake 3-1. That's fraudulent. And Texas is about to charge that ass. Hook 'em. Let's go 45-15.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'll just say one thing, and it's what I always say about Texas. Okay, cool, hook 'em, and I think they're going to win 45-13.
Wow. Okay. You know, I actually do pick Texas to cover. I don't like the way Christian's making West Virginia seem like they're just absolute scrubs. I think they're a decent team, but I think Texas is the second best team in their conference, so I think they're probably going to win by 2 touchdowns, just a little bit over the spread. So something along the lines of 28-14.
Okay. Respectable.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Now, the main event of Saturday. It's two top 10 teams, two SEC schools. Jean's love child, the UF Gators, going up against the Auburn Tigers, the team that I still think right now, based on the eye test, looks like the best team in the country. So we'll let Gene go last. I'll go first on this one. I love this game. Like, it's going to be such a good game. The Gator defense going up, Bo Nix, we'll see how he does. And I just think this game is going to be one of those back-and-forth slugfests. And I'm interested to see how Trask does, too, because this is his first real test, you know? Like, you come in for relief duty with Franks in a game that was already pretty much wrapped up. Then you play Tennessee. And I think he has the advantage of getting his feet, having gotten his feet wet against the Volunteers, against a team, you know, that's, like, not really good. But I think that, like, part of me wants to pick UF to cover, like, thinking that this is going to be a one-point game. But I just can't do it. I can't. And I think this game is going to come down to a field goal, so that's the only reason why I can't. So give me Auburn. Give me Auburn to win 24-21.
Okay. Yeah, I think I think Trask did more than just get his feet wet. I think that win on the road versus Kentucky, coming in with, you know, down on the road, your starting quarterback gets out the way, you know, Franks went out. So Trask came in and he played great and came back, comeback win, dominates the Volunteers, does what he's supposed to do the next two games. So I think Trask actually might be the better option than Franks as far as just pure throwing. They've looked better. They've looked more explosive. So I think he's good and UF looks good. But that said, Auburn's going to win this game. Auburn has played, you know, a team I think is better than UF in Oregon. I think while they have a freshman quarterback in the swamp, it's going to be electric. I have a feeling that Auburn's going to come out and handle their business. And I think they stay on the pace, 5-0 against the spread. I think they make it 6-0. Give me Auburn 24-20. And with that, lock of the week, Auburn versus UF, take the under 48. Take the under. It's going under.
The under's 48.
The over-under set at 48. Slam the under. Slam it.
That's Doe's okay. Lock of the week right there. Gene, let's hear it.
Sir, you know, first thing first, it's obviously, you know, the biggest test Florida's had so far this year. Really, the whole season depends on it if you're trying to make it to the SEC championship or even national championship. I think you guys are not really giving much attention to is the fact that Florida's two best defensive players, maybe two best players, period, come back this game. They didn't play for the past 2 weeks. C.J. Henderson, cornerback, and defensive end Jabari Zuniga are both back for this game. To me, that's big. I think
huge.
It's going to be a close game, obviously. I think the defense is going to have a stand towards the fourth quarter to win it. So my pick is Florida 20-17. And I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. I believe it, and I fully believe it's going to be in the swamp. So therefore, the crowd's on our side. And that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, this game feel a lot like the LSU game last year? Like LSU came out, whooped Miami, LSU beats Auburn. Everyone's like, oh, LSU best team in, you know, football. And then they go into the swamp and they lose that game. This feels very similar to that. I just feel this Auburn team. I think this Auburn team is super good. And I think they find a way to do it. But Gene, you gotta roll with your team. So I respect that. Let's just hope you're wrong.
Yeah, right. And here's a hot take for you guys. This week, Henderson gives up a touchdown pass. Calling it right now.
Oh boy. Okay. Yep. That is a hot take. It's been years. It's been since 2017 was the last time he gave up a touchdown. So yes.
Exactly.
And that is a hot take.
This is the week because, you know, you're coming off an injury. I feel like any smart coach, you know, would test that out really quickly.
Sure.
And
to be fair, shit,
if I was Gus Malzahn, I'd go after him right away. Figure out how
to be fair,
healthy he is.
He's been claiming he's been ready, like, since the Tennessee game, you know, and he didn't play that Tennessee game. And last week, obviously, he wasn't about to play that game. That was, you know, against the FCS school. But I think he's ready for this game. I think he knows the importance of this game. Not only is, you know, any championship hopes are at stake, but also his own draft stocks at stake. So I think he's going to be shut down, but we'll see.
All right, so Christian gave his lock of the week. My lock of the week, Toledo against BYU, was money last week. Toledo won 28-21. And this week, I'm going to give you my lock of the week. I'm going to give a little shout-out to the troops, and I'm picking Navy to beat Air Force. I'm sorry to my new stepmom, Ann, Air Force vet. We love the troops on this podcast, but this week we do not love Air Force against Navy. Give me Navy to beat Air Force. Navy is plus 2.5. They're going to run the ball 1,000 times, and they're going to beat Air Force. That's my lock of the week.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. So let's give everybody a little bit of the update with the College Football Playoff Eliminator. We had a huge week last week. 4 moves got made. Christian kind of won the day. Not going to lie. And Christian has Wisconsin, Clemson, Texas, and LSU. Gene has Bama, Georgia, Penn State, and Washington. I have Oklahoma, Ohio State, Florida, and Cal. So, Gene, it is your turn to pick first. If you'd like to make any moves, that's on you.
Unfortunately, I don't think I have a move this week, just because the only teams I think I would have wanted to move for are probably unavailable. Except, well, actually, is Notre Dame available?
They are. Hmm.
Yes?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. And I'll take out Washington, put in Notre Dame, because Notre Dame is actually, you know, independent. So if they were to win out, they'll have one loss. That might be a little more favorable than Washington. I mean, they're probably not going to make it either, but I'll take out Washington and Notre Dame.
Okay.
So how many moves does Gene have left now?
Gene has made 3 moves, so he has 3 more.
Oh, Gene, blowing through the moves.
Hey, man, it's rough out here.
It's tough. It's tough out here. All right, so I'm gonna hold out. I'll hold out for another week. You know, I don't really like Cal right now, but we'll see. So I'm gonna hold out. Christian, I'm gonna just go ahead and throw this one out here, but you are gonna hold out as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So Gene's team updated is gonna be Bama, Georgia, Penn State, and Notre Dame. That is the only movement. Picking up the Irish, Ian Book it. All right, so now, Christian, it is time for your favorite segment. And ironically, you were the only one who has not called his shot so far this season.
I know. It's been a rough start to the season.
Now, Gene called his shot last week, picking Oklahoma State to beat Kansas State. And because Christian and I kind of prematurely called our shot, Gene, you have first pick with the top 25 games. What are you thinking? It's kind of
slim. It's a tough one here. It's a slim pickings.
There's a lot of top 25 matchups that like are teams like top 25 teams playing each other, and then the teams that aren't in the top 25 like kind of have some pretty easy games. So, what you thinking, Gene?
I agree. You know, I'm dumbfounded by this one. Who does Arizona State play this week?
ASU is off this week. They have a bye week.
Oof. He was going to pick whoever.
Yeah, you're about to pick against the Herm Edwards hype train, Gene. Get the hell out of here.
I wanted to double check before I say. I believe A&M is also off this week.
Yeah, the worst ranked team.
Are they 25?
Yeah. No, 23.
23? Jesus Christ.
Yep. SMU 5-0, 24. Michigan State 4-1, 25. Their only loss is to Arizona State, another top 25 team. And
Jeez. All right, Gene.
Bias doesn't exist. All right, Gene, at this point, put you on a shot clock.
Wait. Let's think about this here.
Talk it out.
Boy, you know what? Screw it. Maybe Tulsa will pull up the upset of the year. I'm gonna go with them on SMU.
Okay. It's not terrible.
It probably is, but the only other option would have been UCF. But I actually do believe UCF is going to win that game, so I'm not going to pick against them this time.
Let's hear it, G.
You know, this team was a team that, like, I had ranked pretty high last week, and a team that I have in my college football playoff eliminator. Give me Cal to beat Oregon. Cal over.
Wow, nice.
Okay. Yeah. You know where I'm going. I'm going Cincy beating UCF tomorrow night in the new field. Did you guys see their new field?
It's kind of sick.
Cincy pulls the upset tomorrow. I don't want to see it. I have a feeling it happens. Give me Cincy.
I mean, I hope you're right. I don't believe it, but I hope you're right.
You guys are mean. You're just going to do that to me? You're so messed up. I would never
pick
your guys' teams except like 4 minutes ago when I picked Auburn.
You know what's going to happen. Since I picked Cincinnati to win, UCF's going to win by 30, so you're welcome.
That's true. The Christian curse is real. It is alive and well. What was your record picking LSU games last year? Like 0-7?
0-6? Yeah, 0-6, 0-7. Something along those lines.
Jeez. Ainsley put a curse on you.
We don't talk about last season. We're on to bigger and better things. Gene's on the show. We don't talk about last season.
That's true.
We don't you bring that bad juju on me.
That's true. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, right.
All right. So any closing thoughts for you gentlemen? Anything you want to touch on?
Nothing much. Canes minus 14 versus Virginia Tech. Gene, for some reason, loves Virginia Tech. Always gassing them up. Miami's winning by 30 tomorrow.
30?
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. I should have put that as one of the ATS spreads.
That is crazy, son.
Call it.
That's wild.
Gene, what do you got? What are you saying? Let me hear it.
Oh, my lock pick?
Yeah, give me a lock pick as your closing thoughts. Let me hear it.
Oh, like a guaranteed win, no matter what.
Guaranteed win. Can't lose. A can't lose bet.
This is something you bet the mortgage on. Let me hear it.
I got nothing, man. I mean, unless you want me to be picking, like, the obvious stuff here, like, you know, the things that, like, no duh, like, you know, maybe, like, LSU against Utah State, and sure.
No.
That's a lock.
Give me the spread. You have to pick a lock. It has to be a spread. You can't give me no money line.
You can go money line. Like,
all right. LSU.
Like, come on, LSU. Look, you know what? If I'm in Vegas, I'm betting like $50 on Utah State to cover that spread.
Are you?
Hell yeah. Whatever. Like, it's like 28.5.
Yeah, Utah State's not that bad, but LSU's a wagon. LSU, so Gene moneyline LSU. I mean, I guess you know what? Hey, that is a lock. I guarantee that probably happens.
Okay, that's my pick then. FAU's got a bye, so it's a quiet week on that end. By the way, FAU has scored over 40 for the past 3 games. Just FYI.
Are you trying to get us back on the Lane Kiffin hype train? Is that what's happening right now?
I'm telling you, FAU will win that conference. Hold my – honestly, I told you FAU, by the way, my pick is for them to go 9-3 this year. And at this point, 9-3 is looking conservative because I think that we're better than every team left on this schedule. I'll still leave it at 9-3 in case we lose one out of, like, you know, by hazard. But I soundly think FAU is better than every team left on the schedule.
Okay. Lock. Let me hear it.
You know what? Bonus lock for our boy Brett from Road to CFB. Give me Bowling Green plus 46 against Notre Dame. Book it.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go. Give me Bowling Green plus 46.
All right.
Lock it in. That seems like a sucker bet. 46?
It feels like one of those bets you're like, oh, I can't lose.
Can't lose. 46, they're going to win by 52.
Yeah, 52-3, and you lose by 2.5 points.
Jesus.
Oh, we don't talk about that. Yeah. We don't talk about that.
Hey, Nick Saban's never covered a 50-point spread, just saying. Ask Dormer how stressful that was.
All right, Garrett, anything else you want to add to it?
I'm good, bro. Charge on, baby. Go Knights. Herm Edwards hype train has officially left the station, and Gene's ass is sitting on the bench. So... We'll see you guys on the other side, and we'll see you 2021 National Championship, baby.
Choo-choo. Drop the music.